What's up, guys? Welcome to Rompe the Podcast. I am here with my friend Janine.
I am she.
She is she.
And I am here with he.
Daniel, your host.
Daniel, your host.
One of your hosts.
Yes.
Because the hostess with the mostest is sitting right across from me. Miss Spring, if you want to see her outfit, we will be posting it on Instagram. She's rocking some
flowers.
Cute flowers, yes.
Because you reminded me like a few minutes before coming that it was the first day of spring. So I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, let me take off the black that I've been wearing all winter.
The funny thing is that I'm like wearing all black. So you could see our outfits on the Instagram, but I'm wearing, of course, a little like, you know, a little crop top, showing a little belly button here. I said it's spring, so let me
have to show some skin.
Let me show a little bit of a belly button, a little bit of legs. No legs here. It's actually I'm wearing black jeans that are a little bit like
distressed. No, is that the word?
Like I guess baggier.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You know, we said
let's play with proportions today.
A little loose. Yes.
Because we all need to loosen up sometimes. Okay. So how are you, friend?
I am happy it's spring. I am happy the winter is gone.
Same.
Because the winter wintered a lot.
It was wintry.
It was very wintry. I am excited. Actually, spring is my favorite season because, you know, my birthday is also in the spring. So I do feel more lively and cheery in the spring.
Mm-hmm. It is the beginning of spring today.
Yes.
Yes. And it's also the beginning of Aries.
Aries season, yes.
So come on, shout out to all you Ariesies out there. Hey.
Happy early birthday or happy birthday to all of our Aries.
Yes, here I go. I'm going to sing happy birthday to you.
Beloved
all.
People.
Janine, hit it, sister.
Let's not.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, all you Arieses. Happy birthday to you.
Oh, unexpected performance for all of our Aries people.
If it was recorded, y'all would know that I was trying to give you a little bit of Whitney in there. Okay, I was holding my ear, doing the whole thing. You're welcome.
You're welcome.
So, it is the beginning of spring, as we were talking about, getting back to the seriousness of it all. Because, you know, sometimes you got to be playful. But getting back to the seriousness of...
No seriousness.
There's no seriousness here.
We're leaving the seriousness in the winter.
In the winter. Okay, we're letting that shit fall.
Yeah.
Our first episode at the beginning of the year was actually about intentions. So if you heard that episode, we literally dedicated it to setting intentions for ourselves, for you. We encouraged everyone to set intention for the year. And you were telling me, Janine, that in some indigenous communities, right, the beginning of spring is actually considered the new year. Can you expand on that a little bit more?
I'm no expert.
What?
No expert here. But yes, according to a lot of Instagram posts that I saw this week, yeah, it is considered the spring equinox, which I don't know if it happened today, which is the 20th, or tomorrow, the 21st.
Mm-hmm.
But in the Mayan calendar, that is considered rebirth, the new year, right? And if we see nature, everything is blooming and kind of like, yeah, having a rebirth.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, this is really when we should really work on our intentions. And you kind of feel it energetically, right? There's more sun. It's a little bit warmer. The day is a little longer because we had a time shift. So you feel it energetically. This is when the new year begins.
Mm-hmm. And because of that, I would want to suggest that we take a few minutes, maybe like 5 minutes right now at the beginning of the episode, to create some stillness. Do a little 5-minute meditation, because we want everyone that's listening to think about what those intentions were that they set for themselves at the beginning of the year. I actually want to think about my intentions and what those were. Just like a period of check-in, because like you're saying, it is not the new year, but it is, right? It's a new season, and this is when all of our intentions, things that we've been working on, this is when they're supposed to blossom, right? We're going with the seasons. Mm-hmm. So everyone, take a seat. If you're driving, you might just want to connect with your breath at this time. If you've been following us, you kind of hopefully know what the posture is for meditation. We're going to sit up straight. So let's go ahead and do that right now. Sit up straight, feet on the floor, palms on your lap, upturned, spine erect. Close your eyes. Gently lift the gaze to the point between the eyebrows. This is the point of concentration. And let's go ahead and do a quick breathing exercise to let go of the tension that the body may be holding. So we're going to go ahead and breathe in through our nose in a double inhalation. We'll hold at the top. Tense the body. And release with a double exhalation. Let's go ahead and do this again. Inhale through the nose. Hold. And release with a double exhalation. One more time. Inhale through the nose. Hold. Tense the body. And release with a double exhalation. Go ahead and check in with your body. Notice if there's any tension anywhere in the body, and just releasing, relaxing into your seat. Connecting with your breath. Noticing your in-breath. Noticing your exhalation. Breathing in, I am breathing in peace. Breathing out, I am breathing out ease. Breathing in peace, exhaling ease. Peace and ease. Take a moment to think about an intention for this new season. Maybe it's an intention that you had at the beginning of the year, or maybe it's a new intention. Taking a few moments to think about that intention. Maybe that intention is to live a more peaceful or joyful life, to live a more meaningful life, a purposeful life. Maybe it's to cultivate peace and ease. Maybe it's to build better relationships. Maybe it's to start a new project. Place the attention in the heart space and mentally affirm that intention, placing it right there within the heart. Wrapping it in some love. Bringing the attention back to the breath, breathing in and breathing out, breathing in, breathing out. Taking a deep breath in through the nose and exhaling through the mouth. Bringing your awareness back to the body, to the room. Gently opening your eyes and coming back to the space. All right. There we go.
Thank you.
Taking a few moments to reflect on those intentions. Like we said, it is a spring. So out of curiosity, would you like to share what one of your intentions was, or one of the intentions that you took a few minutes to renew during your meditation?
Sure.
You're like, no, this is like a birthday wish. You're not supposed to share it, or it won't come true.
Well, the first thing that came up for me was to surrender. Ooh. Just to kind of like surrender to the flow of life.
Okay.
And to stop fighting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that's the first thing that came up. And definitely to cultivate more peace and ease, because I do a lot of rushing in my day. So
I love that.
Mm-hmm. What about you?
Well, first of all, surrender. That's a really good one. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of us have trouble surrendering, because the opposite of that is holding on to things, to ideas, to situations, to jobs that really no longer serve the purpose that maybe it served one day,
mm-hmm.
right? Or even not, or even surrendering to like the higher power, right? The power that guides us through life. I call it God. You can call it whatever you want, right?
Mm-hmm.
But surrendering to that power, really allowing that power to guide us to the next thing. But if you don't surrender, then you're really just like grasping onto to something that no longer serves you. I'm curious, like, is there something that you are holding onto that you want to let go?
No. I am an enlightened being, dead.
she said
to anything. Okay,
she said, no, I just want to surrender. It sounded cute, so I said, let me do that.
Honestly, probably. There's a couple situations, but nothing. I don't know. It just really felt like a soothing balm when I was meditating. And that's kind of the first thing that came up to the surface is the word surrender. So maybe I need to sit more with it. But truthfully, it just means not to keep pushing against the current, because I think if we talk about the intentions, for example, right, that we set, like I set the intention to wake up early, right, at the beginning of the year, like at 4:30 in the morning. Well, not 4:30 in the morning. It just happened to be that I was waking up that early.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to keep that going. And I was pushing at the beginning of the year. And then I was just really overwhelmed with life. My body needed, I think I talked about this in another episode, my body just needed rest, right? So I just needed to surrender to the rest and be okay with that mentally.
Mm-hmm.
So that was one area where I just needed to like let go and mm-hmm. be okay with the body. You know, it was the winter, we needed some rest. Mm-hmm. I think there's some areas of my life where I keep on doing that.
Yeah, I love that, because even with that intention of you having or saying to yourself, I'm going to wake up at a certain time. Mm-hmm. I'm going to wake up early every day. That was the intention, sure, but maybe it wasn't like working.
You know, we talked about balance a couple of episodes ago, or mm-hmm. was this last episode? I don't remember, but
I don't know. The days are meshed.
Yeah, they're all meshed in my head. But yeah, I think that's one thing that I strive to achieve, which is very hard, is to have balance. And we talked about how balance is different every day, and it's different for everybody. So waking up early one day is okay, but then if you're working late one night, then it's also okay to allow yourself to rest the following morning, right? Mm-hmm. So you have to have balance with everything that you do, mm-hmm. and that way you will be in flow.
Right. And just surrendering to what is the present moment. So trying to like grasp onto something else. My intention that I meditated on right now was actually something that's really been a common theme in the last week, as far as hearing it from different places, which is not to take life too seriously. Mm-hmm. That just a reminder that this life is very short. Mm-hmm. We are actors on this grand stage of life. If this is a big cosmic movie, we're just playing a role. So mm-hmm. we need to stop taking it so fucking serious and enjoy it. Like, laugh more, play more, be more joyful, you know? So that was my intention right now, is to build a more purpose-filled and joyful life and playful. Like, don't forget, like, you're only here for such a short time. Start playing again. Because for the most part, I feel like I have been playful, but for some reason, I forgot that I've been taking life a little too serious, and I've been forgetting that. So I was reminded by two people this week. One was RuPaul. Hey, I went to, I'll talk about it in a second. And then the second is, obviously, the teachings that I practice. From a spiritual perspective, I read this quote from Paramahansa Yogananda, and I wanted to read this because it also aligned with what RuPaul was saying, mm-hmm. which is so interesting, because Paramahansa Yogananda, very much like a saint, right, a spiritual leader, and then you have RuPaul, who is the best, you know, but he's a very woke man, yeah. And they literally were saying the exact same thing, right, just in their own, with their own personality, of course, mm-hmm. but... Here's what Paramahansa Yogananda says. Do not take life's experiences too seriously, for in reality, they are nothing but dream experiences. Play your part in life, but never forget that it is only a role.
That's true. And actually, in talking about play, I want to say something that I recently was talking to a friend about this, that I have been reflecting a lot on about myself, is that if you are a parent and you have kids, like, it's really important to allow them to play as kids, because there's so many skills that you gather from playing, right? So you hear about, like, I mean, I didn't grow up having play dates. I don't know if your mom, that was a thing for your mom. But, like, that's not a thing in our communities, right? Like, having play dates. But
I go, what is that?
I mean, you go to your cousin's house, right? And you have, like, carne asada, and you play with your cousins. But I didn't have that growing up either, because, you know, like, all of my family was back in Mexico, and I didn't really have a lot of family here. So I was reflecting a lot with a friend, and I'm like, I really did not learn how to play as a kid. So as an adult, I have to learn how to do that as an adult, mm-hmm. you know? It's interesting that you say that, because I was reflecting on that a few weeks ago with a friend. And yeah, it is important. There's so many things that you learn from. So anyway, if you have kids, stop telling them to, like, stop playing around.
Yeah.
Just let them play, you know? It's so important.
Mm-hmm. I love that. And it's funny, because I have reflected on this too, kind of what you're saying. I actually had a close relationship with my cousins, mm-hmm. Who are kind of around the same age. So it was me and my sister, Elizabeth, who is about a year and a half younger than me. But then we had two cousins who are maybe 3 years younger than me, and the other one maybe like 5 or 6 years younger, but we would always hang out together. We would always play video games or Legos. Like we were, my mom and her sister, my tia, they'd come to, you know, either my mom would babysit or my aunt would babysit. Mm-hmm. And then that's how we would kind of like come together. So it'd be the four of us always like playing. And I was reflecting on, wait a second, when was it that I stopped doing things that brought me like joy? Like I used to play a lot of video games. And I realized that I stopped doing those things that I really loved when I got a job, right? Mm-hmm. I think I was 15 or 16 when I got my first job.
Yeah.
And slowly I let go of those things, like playing with Play-Doh and like the Legos and then the video games. Like I just started to let go of all of these things that I really enjoyed doing with my cousins and on these play dates that you're talking about. And it was really when I got the job. And then that's when life became quote unquote more serious, right? Mm-hmm. Like, oh, I have to pay bills and I have to do the adult thing and I have to go to college and I have to do this and get the job and the list goes on. But there was like a moment where it kind of like everything just kind of changed, which is like so unfortunate, right? That we have to grow up so fast. So like you're saying, if you have kids, let them play.
Yeah. And if you have one kid, make sure that you schedule those play dates.
Yeah. Or take them to do something that maybe they're curious about, right? Like maybe they're curious about, I don't know, learning to play an instrument or dancing or playing
soccer.
And
kids are just so creative, you know, if you hang out with your niece, I mean, with your nephew, or I hang out with my niece and nephews, and mm-hmm. they're just so wild and mm-hmm. yeah.
Today, Liz, my sister, was just saying that she's not going to let Logan get a job so fast mm-hmm. because she wants him to really enjoy like that experience that she didn't enjoy. You know, like the experience of like not having to work because you need to pay a bill. But in exchange, like, hey, Logan, like pick a sport and like do the sport. Pick, you know, you want to do theater, go do theater. Like do those creative things that she didn't do. Mm-hmm. She wants him to do. And I was just like, yeah, that's nice. Like, that's nice that we're able to, that she has this awareness or this desire to allow Logan to continue to be a kid for as long as possible and really explore those things that he's passionate about versus forcing him to be an adult right away and then, you know,
getting a job.
Yeah. And then you get into this quote unquote life being too serious, which is not, you know.
Yes. That's nice. That's really sweet.
Yeah. So, as I was saying, I went to see RuPaul this week.
You did.
I did. And I was so happy because
you haven't told me about it, so I'm excited to hear.
Okay. Well, I will say that on one of the beginning episodes, one of the questions that we asked each other is, who would you have dinner with? Or something. The question was something along the lines, right, of someone you would like to maybe like have dinner with. So it was so intimate. I went to, here in LA, I went to see him, and the theater's pretty small. I was four rows away from the stage. Mm-hmm. So it felt like I was having dinner with RuPaul.
So you manifested
it. I did. Even though it wasn't like a one-on-one conversation, he was really like preaching and in such a funny way. And I took a few tidbits from what he was, you know, talking about, which really resonated with me. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to share some of those things. Of course, we already talked about one of the big things that he emphasizes is about not taking life too seriously, mm-hmm. and things that he places on top as like priority is to laugh. He's like, make sure you laugh, like build a life where you're laughing, where you're making yourself laugh, and you know the people around you, right? Like build that joy, that laughter. It's your responsibility. It's no one else's responsibility to make yourself happy. It's your responsibility to make yourself happy. Mm-hmm. So that's one of the things that I was like, okay,
gotta apply that to my life.
Yeah, because sometimes we go around life blaming others or situations mm-hmm. for our happiness, and mm-hmm. instead we should really be focused on, okay, what can I do today after work or after hanging out with my family? What can I do today for myself that's gonna make me happy? Mm-hmm. Because if you don't make yourself happy, then what are you really like?
Mm-hmm. That's true. That is true.
Like, how are you going about life? You know, like, if you're a miserable person, you're not doing yourself a favor and you're not doing people around you a favor. Versus if you're a happy person and you're laughing, then, you know, you're doing yourself the biggest favor and everyone around gets to benefit from that happiness.
And reflect that joy back to you.
Mm-hmm. So I thought that was like, don't know. I thought that was cute.
Powerful. No, it is. It's powerful. And I think, I mean, we think back to the Paramahansa's teachings. That's one of the things that brought up for me was, I've heard the nuns several times say, when you're in a mood, right? Because we all get these moods. Mm-hmm. It's a choice. You have to choose to be happy.
Mm. Yeah. Did you do anything today to cultivate a little bit of happiness?
I've actually been going out every day this week into my backyard.
Okay. And she has a beautiful backyard. I actually recorded it.
Oh, yes.
It's on Instagram if you guys want to go check it out.
My neighbors, so I have neighbors that used to live downstairs. They moved out.
Mm-hmm.
And I have the backyard to myself.
Oh, that's
nice. And this week has been warm. And
beautiful.
I don't know. I've just been kind of having the desire to be outside. So I've just kind of like laid out my yoga mat.
Okay.
Not to do yoga, but just to like lay out literally and just like.
Naked?
No. Because I have too many neighbors around me that could see me. But I have thought about it.
I go over and visit you and I just see you. I'm like, what is this?
I'm like, well, I'm like, now you've seen it all. Now you've seen it all.
Well, now that I know, I might just come over in my little thong.
I know. But yeah, just to lay out. And then, you know, there's like a ton of trees mm-hmm. in my backyard and neighbor's yard. And the birds are just like chirping loudly. So it feels like a concert by the birds, you know. So I'm just like, and the air is fresh. So that's kind of what I've been doing for myself during lunch, because I work from home. I've really been like taking my lunch break seriously and going outside, taking my little book, you know, and just kind of like laying out in the sun. So that's been nice.
Oh, I love it. And what did you text me today? Something about going over next week?
Oh, right. For a picnic
uh-huh.
in the backyard.
And what are you going to be making?
I'm going to be making you some of my mushroom burgers that I make that are really good.
Okay, I just wanted that to be on record.
We're going to edit that out.
So she said Tuesday she's going to feed me
Tuesday.
In her backyard. Okay,
yes.
And then we're going to lay out in our thongs. Get the little tan line going.
You're going to lay out on your thong.
Oh, my God.
But, yeah, what have you been doing? You do a lot of stuff. I know you're good at that.
Well, actually, I actually think I felt the shift. This might sound crazy, but I think I felt the shift in from winter to spring like very solidly this week.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, maybe it was seeing RuPaul, right?
Mm-hmm.
That really reignited something inside of me, or you know, gave me some like additional energy. But interestingly enough, today or last night I got home. Mm-hmm. There was no parking in my neighborhood except for on one side of the street, but it said it was street cleaning.
Mm-hmm.
From 7:30 to 12:30. And I was like, oh, I'm going to have to park on this side. And tomorrow I'm going to have to wake up super early to like go move the car somewhere else. And I was like, okay, pues ni modo. You know, I'm just going to park it here. And then I just have to get up super early. So, because I got a ticket like a week ago for not moving the car because I completely forgot.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, that's not going to happen again. I'm not spending $70 on another parking ticket. But it was the best thing that actually happened to me because I woke up early. And typically, I'll snooze the alarm once or twice, right, before getting up. But today, I was like, oh, no, honey. Like, I have to get up. I don't have the money right now to pay another $70 ticket. Like, you are.
Like,
I'm like,
that's a fancy dare somewhere.
You are not Bill Gates.
Yes.
You don't have that type of money right now. No, I'm just playing. But, no, I just didn't want to spend $70 on that.
Yeah.
So I got up, put on my hoodie. I went outside and boom, as soon as I opened the door, I saw the sun like and it hit me right in the face. And I was like, whoa, it is beautiful outside. I took in the breeze. It was nice like and chilly, but I had my hoodie on. So it just felt so nice.
Mm-hmm.
I breathed the fresh air. Then I walked over on the street, walked across the street, moved my car. And then I was like, you know what? Let me just walk a little bit more outside. And then so by the time I came inside, I was in such a good mood already. And I was like, oh, I'm going to meditate. So then I, you know, set up my little meditation cushion. I meditated for an hour. Felt so good after that. And I was like, oh, let me make myself an Americano right now. And so I made myself a coffee with Rompe.
Of course.
Let me plug that in there. Rompe.com. Get your coffee.
Yes.
Rompecoffee.com. Get your coffee. It's straight from my family's farm in Mexico. But I made myself a coffee. I made myself some breakfast. I connected with my sister and my mom. So it was just really nice. And then I took a walk to the gym. So instead of driving to the gym, I walked to the gym. It was 2.5 miles that way. Then I worked out. Then I walked 2.5 miles back to my house.
That's good.
So it was just like the perfect day. I was like, I fucking felt like the kids from like Sesame Street. What is the song? It's a wonderful.
I don't think.
And da 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 da. It's the original.
No, and that's Arthur.
Oh, Arthur. I felt like Arthur.
Like, that's Arthur. Yeah.
I totally felt like Arthur. I was like, it's a beautiful down the, whatever the song.
Yeah.
Everybody that you meet as an original. And I say, hey.
And everyone's like dancing around in the neighborhood.
Is this guy okay?
I love that. That's good. It's, yes, that's so needed.
Mm-hmm. So I
being outdoors.
The whole day today for me was like, oh, and then driving here. I put mm-hmm. the top down. I was blasting music. I was like, oh, it's just such a good day today. But I think the intention all day had been like, don't take life too seriously and do things that you enjoy. So I did that today. I literally did everything that like I enjoy doing.
That's good. You have to set the intention mm-hmm. to do that.
Yeah, just remind myself the whole day. I was like, life's not too, don't take it too seriously. Enjoy your day today. Do things that make you happy. And yeah, I'm like in such a good mood. So huzzah as the.
What show was that?
I think it was Great. The Greats, right?
I think so, yeah.
Damn, that show is so good. The actor, though.
Mm. Oh, my God.
Let's not talk about the actor.
I love that for you.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, so.
Starting spring right.
Yeah, on a good note. Well, that was one of the things that RuPaul, you know, kind of talked about.
Mm-hmm.
Here's another one. A miracle is a change in perception.
That definitely happened to me today.
Oh, tell me. Come on, miracles.
I was not in a good mood today earlier.
Okay. She's smiling now, though, everyone.
Yeah. No, I just, you
smile
know.
For the camera.
Oh, you are recording me. Yeah, it is. I really had to catch myself today and change my perspective because I picked up a side gig and, you know, that's a blessing. That's a blessing. But let's just say my expectations were not met, right? I was told one thing and then I was asked to do one thing on a certain day, which is tomorrow. And I told the lady that booked me for this gig that I was really not available today to do anything. So mm-hmm. I was like, I'm just really not available today because I have a lot of work, you know, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
And so I was forced to do things today for this gig tomorrow. So I had to wake up really early, drive all the way to LAX, pick up a bunch of items that I was not expecting to have to pick up, right? And I was just really, really in a grumpy mood. I'm like, this lady lied to me. She tricked me into picking up these things. She booked me for this gig and told me that, you know, things were going to be shipped to my door. So in my head, I was like already, you know, spiraling.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was like driving back and it was beautiful outside, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then I don't know what song came on, but it was a song about like gratitude and like, you know, like everything's good. And then I was like, Janine, like, chill. You're making yourself have a shitty day,
mm-hmm.
right? And yeah, it is about perspective. I had to be grateful that I had a car to get to LAX, right? That all these things fit in my car. Oh, actually, another thing is that when I went to this warehouse to pick up these things, like I was in a grumpy mood, but the attendants there were so nice to me, Daniel. They were like, hi, how are you? How's your day? With like a huge smile, right? And I was like, not feeling like, but I was like, whoa, no, just like, these people are being nice to you, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And then I was just like, extra cash. One of your intentions is to get out of debt this year. And like, God is providing this opportunity for you. You are blessed. Like, people are out there struggling.
Mm-hmm.
So really just be grateful. And then, yeah, I pulled over, got a little coffee somewhere, and then I just kind of like took a deep breath, and then I just drove back to my apartment, right, in like a much better mood than I had at the beginning of the day.
Oh, nice. I love that. That's definitely a miracle, okay?
Switching. Changing your perspective, I feel, is the miracle, like you said.
Mm-hmm. Well, RuPaul. Well, RuPaul. I don't want to credit myself for that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love that. I love that because sometimes a lot of people will happen, including myself, you'll let that take you for the whole day. And now you just had a shitty all day, just like, I can't believe, and the stories that are going on in your head. And mm-hmm. sometimes you just need to nip that shit in the butt. You know what I mean? Like, just nip it.
Mm-hmm.
When you catch yourself having whatever a situation arises and it's making you spiral, like you said, into a negative mindset or frame of mind, it's just not worth it, right? It's not worth it. So if you catch yourself, do something enjoyable so you can switch it around, because sometimes it's also very hard to just like snap out of it.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it'd be very easy, right? Like,
yeah, I was just like, get a cup of coffee. You like coffee, pull over. And that's what I did, you know. Yeah.
You should have stopped for a burrito.
And then also,
we know you love your tacos and burritos.
No, I haven't had any of that this year. Okay. No, but yeah, people were, I think, you know, God in my eyes was showing me like there's kindness happening before you, even though you're in a grumpy mood.
Mm-hmm.
The people literally were so nice.
Mm-hmm.
The people that they loaded my car, they were like, you know, like, what are you up to today? Have a great rest of your day. Like, they were just so going out of their way. And I think that was kind of the thing that shifted my perspective.
Mm.
They don't know. Be kind, you know what I mean? They don't know what's in your mind. Mm-hmm. Just be nice to them. They don't know the situation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kindness is one of the highest virtues that you can have as a human. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
RuPaul said that too.
That's
yeah,
true.
Be kind.
But anyway, you probably have a better example. So share your example.
Well, no, I was actually going to say one of the last things that I wanted to point out from this talk, because we're on the note of sometimes it's hard to snap out of something, mm-hmm. or you just need that extra, you just need help, right?
Mm-hmm.
RuPaul was talking about if you believe in angels,
mm.
right? And I do. I know you do. Maybe not. Maybe people think angels and they think like beings with the wings, you know, like the. But angels or God, right? This higher power that's. There are these things that you really can't see with your eyes, but they're there to help you, right? Angels are there to help you. But RuPaul said, but you have to ask them. You know, you have to ask them because we have free will. They can't just intervene, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if you are having a shitty day or you're going through a situation that's really tough,
mm-hmm.
and you need some assistance, well, you have to ask for the help. And RuPaul was like, you have to say the three magic words, please help me,
mm-hmm.
right? And you do that through prayer, you do that through meditation, but you ask for help, right? So maybe if you are having a bad day today, close your eyes, take a couple minutes, close your eyes and pray. Like, please help me to snap out of this mood. If you're going through something even like more intense, right? Through a breakup or mm-hmm. through a job loss or through, I don't know, like just a really bad situation, and you believe in God, okay, or a higher power, angels, say the magic words, please help me right through this, and know that you're going to, they're going to come to your rescue, right? In a spiritual way.
They not, will.
Yeah.
But also I want to say to that sometimes they come to you in the form of a person, you
mm-hmm.
know? And sometimes we have to be good at learning to discern that, because sometimes God will send us, or the angels,
mm-hmm.
right? In the form of a person. And sometimes we're not good at receiving that. So sometimes you also have to be good at receiving that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it can come. Who knows? And it's not going to, maybe it's not immediate, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because sometimes you need to go through certain situations to grow as a person.
That's true.
Right? So maybe you're experiencing something right now, and it's to build resilience, to build strength. So just know that the help is going to come. It always does, right? Because God is just amazing. He always comes through. She, he, whatever you want to, you know, she always comes through. So that's what I wanted to close it off with, the RuPaul situation or my RuPaul experience. Is that's another like tidbit that I took from his talk that I thought was really powerful. And I actually did start my day today like that. It's like, please help me, God, to just have like a wonderful day. Help me to be more playful today, to not take this so seriously, to help me be myself, help me be my authentic self. So I did kind of start my day off like that. So I just wanted to share these little tidbits because I thought they were so powerful, and I felt extremely uplifted after hearing RuPaul speak.
I love that.
Yeah.
And RuPaul does have a very contagious laugh.
Oh, my God. We were laughing so hard. And he was laughing at himself so much. Literally, he would say something, he would just crack himself up. And that's very contagious because I think the audience was laughing
with him.
With him, yeah. We were laughing because he was laughing. That's how contagious it was. Yeah. I would say everyone should go see his, because it felt like a stand-up. He was like preaching, but also like stand-up. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If you have an opportunity to go see him, I say go see him. He's for everyone.
I love that.
Yeah. And on that note, if you can't love yourself, how in the hell are you going to love somebody else?
That's true. Very true.
I want to take a moment. As you know, I was on another podcast a few weeks ago. It is the Tamarindo podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And if you love Rompe, then I want to invite you to listen to the Tamarindo podcast, which is a weekly show at the intersection of advocacy and self-love. And it's hosted by Brenda Gonzalez and Delcy Sandoval. Brenda actually brought me on the podcast. She interviewed me. As seen on Oprah Magazine, Tamarindo hosts use a mix of personal reflections and interviews to amplify voices that inspire action. Listen to the Tamarindo podcast wherever you get your podcast, and at the tamarindopodcast.com. So just wanted to put that out there. Another good podcast by Latinas.
I love that.
Make sure you listen to it. I just listened to a recent episode. She was interviewing, I can't remember his name, but he's an artist. Also, he hosts, he's one of the promoters for the Cumbiaton.
Oh,
and we've been to a few of those events. So I just listened to that episode recently. Anyways, a good podcast to listen to.
I love that. Yes. Listen to Daniel on there. He went on there and talked about meditation, right?
Yes. And a few other things, I think. My journey on how I how I came to meditate, I guess. It's pretty good. But on that note, we are approaching the end of today's episode.
What?
I know.
No more RuPaul tidbits. No more spring tidbits.
I'm like, well, do you want to give us a few?
I want to encourage everyone to do some spring cleaning. Throw stuff out.
Yes.
Clear your space.
Remember when we used to make that joke that you were going to start bringing containers to people's houses? I'm like, if you need someone to go clean your house, Janine loves to throw away things.
I do. So things that no longer serve me.
So her handle is @Janine. Send her an Instagram message if you need help. She loves to.
I will bring the moving bus to your place.
What was it going to be? Bring that.
That bus.
Janine, you pull up with the U-Haul.
Yes. No, but in all seriousness, you do need to like declutter, you know, to allow things to come into your life.
Thank you for that reminder. I actually want to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Do you need anything?
No. I have a few things.
I'll take some pictures. Maybe I'll upload some pictures on Instagram.
And I know, that's people. True. No, yeah. No, I don't need anything. No.
You know what I want to really like get rid of?
What?
Are some clothes. Like, I've been holding on to clothes that I don't even freaking wear anymore. It doesn't even match my, like, my new style. And I look at the closet, I'm like, no, maybe I'll wear it one day. Like, come on. Like, bro, you haven't worn that in, like, 3 years. Like, why are you still holding on to this shirt?
Yeah,
you know?
Time to let it go.
Yeah. Yeah. And if anyone wants to give us some budget to go to refresh our wardrobe.
I just went and, okay, I'm not going to go.
No, talk about that. Tell me.
I spent a lot of money on some very cute yoga outfits, from a very, I didn't know this brand was so expensive, and I won't say it because, you know, they're not paying us, but You know, if you like the lemons of the world.
If you like lemonade.
Yes, I just refreshed my yoga wardrobes.
Okay.
For the season.
Because she's going to be teaching more what? Yoga classes soon.
And taking a lot more yoga classes.
Come on. When's your next yoga class, by the way?
TBD.
Okay.
TBD. But we will announce it on our Instagram page very soon.
Okay. And maybe this time we could do like a live. Mm-hmm. So people can just join virtually.
Yeah. Let's do that.
Okay, cool. That. All right. You guys heard on the Rompe podcast again. Not only is she making vegan burgers for me next week, she's also hosting a yoga class. It's recorded.
Oh, my goodness. Yes, I will make some vegan burgers for you.
Well, this does conclude the episode. I want to thank you guys all so much for joining. Thank you, Janine, for being here.
Thank you, Daniel. For your time. Thank you, RuPaul, for penetrating our... That came out wrong.
Like, penetrating?
Our episode... Wrong word. That was not intentional.
Don't take life seriously. That's true. So yes, he did penetrate something.
He penetrated our studio with his joy and his laughter.
Yes.
So, yes, we want to thank RuPaul for that.
Well, don't forget to follow us on Instagram, Rompe Podcast, where we post other little videos. And most recently, Janine actually... we posted a video of Janine leading a meditation. So if you want to do a meditation, it's 10 minutes long. It's also on our Instagram. The full video is there. Thank you so much for joining, and we will see you on the next episode.
See you, everyone.
Adios.
Bye.